This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry,
on this
Eric Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
What can I say? I would have played this for him.
Uber Honkies, Don and Mike.
Here's the thing. We love Jim Nance. She's great.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Really,
we do. She'll do a wonderful job calling the AFC Championship game this week. In high definition. I know that she's busy. We've been working all week to get her on the show. We said, just tell us the time. We'll play the whole show around you. Hi, John.
He was okay with it. He says he's not even still done meeting with the Broncos. I told him.
That's
sorry,
for her. That's okay. Anyway, we're getting ready to come back to play Jeopardy. And like 60 seconds before we go on the air, John comes in and says, guess who's on the phone?
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't want to piss off Nancy because I really like her.
Yeah.
She's great on the show. But Jesus Christ.
Right. And you predicted that would happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing is, like I had said to Rob and John before the show today, when you're talking to Nancy's girl, you know, mm-hmm. when you're talking to one girl's girl.
Right.
Just tell the handler that if Nancy's going to be available later in the show, mm-hmm. we can move Mike's bit earlier in the show.
Sure.
Right? It's very simple.
Right.
It's very simple. But so it's like the rubber met the road there.
Right.
So so how was she with the news?
He was fine. He said to pass along his best, and we will try for something next week.
Very good.
Well, that should be great because he doesn't have to do any more football after this week.
I know.
He should be free. She should be free.
She should be free. All right, thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
And now to ensure the integrity of this show, I want you to know on Fridays, it would be great to have the lovely Jim Nance here. That's on plenty of times. And we've got someone today we've not had on in a long time.
Oh,
the... the headline.
Have you a tissue?
The headline in the New York
Times. I need a tissue.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
New York Post. The big difference between those newspapers. The headline is
Nose running.
That Rush Limbaugh.
I'm up. Mega Diddles.
Has broken up with Darren Kagan.
Right.
That's the chick's name from CNN.
I had a ladies and gentlemen, I had a relationship with Darren Kagan that was a thing of beauty.
Amazing.
Now we move on.
Now what happened, Rush?
I am distraught. Hands getting clammy.
Sure.
Retreating into drug use once again.
Oh, not the pills.
Require.
Don't do it.
30 OxyContin a day. Need bad loneliness, pain seeping back into body.
Yes.
Not good.
No.
Darren, best piece of ass ever.
Sure.
Now gone. I'm distraught.
Here's exactly what the report said. It was in the, are you doing the fake?
How's that?
Are you doing the fake hearing loss thing again?
Hearing loss, not fake. Let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, my hearing loss, the loss that I've had, is due to the overuse of prescription painkillers.
Right.
Narcotics. Narcotics that I would say to my maid each day, get the box.
Wilma.
Put the cabbage, Wilma,
mm-hmm.
in box. Bring back to me baby blues required. To put into my system, that's what I require.
Here's what it said today. Lloyd Grove, the tool that used to write the gossip column for the Washington Post.
Darren was so attractive, manly in many ways.
Really.
It attracted me.
For the New York Post, or the Daily News, I don't know which it is. Rob, where do we read
She's
that?
Out of my life.
Daily News.
It don't matter.
Can handle physical pain with the proper amount of narcotic substitutes.
It said that she had been wearing an engagement ring.
Damn.
And that she's
damn.
She's no longer wearing the engagement ring.
She is no longer in my life.
That
I have kicked her out of my Tampa manse.
It said that she is upset and crying and that Rush Limbaugh is playing golf.
I am playing as best I can due to the pain. As soon as Darren notified me that she was tired of me climbing on top of her.
Yeah.
I promptly went to the golf course, tried to play nine holes. The pain became excruciating. I contacted my pro, my head pro at the golf course.
Yeah.
He met me on the 11th tee with the pills. I have since that time been back to not 30, but 47 pills a day.
Wow. 47 a day.
A variety of doctors have prescribed them for me, all perfectly legal. No need to get your bee in a bonnet about the illegality of these substances.
You had a pretty hot piece of TV ass.
I enjoyed kissing her strong jaw and caressing her powerful thighs. She had thighs that could crack walnuts.
Wow.
There were times that I lost complete control of my body in her presence.
Sure. In all ways?
I mean, everything.
She lose control everywhere?
Bladder, bowels,
no.
Everything.
Now,
she relaxed me, though. I was at peace. It was a relationship, if I can speak frankly with you, it was a relationship of peace. She brought me peace. My hemorrhoids went away. I didn't suffer. I cut down on my cigar smoking.
I was reading.
Life was bliss.
You're not even divorced yet from Marta. Is that the last one?
Marta,
the,
yes.
The one that you made the neckties with, right?
And designed three ties in tribute to her cervix.
Really?
Wow.
I did indeed. It was marvelous. She was a wonderful woman. And she was a woman who made me feel like a special man. You know, people think of me as the conservative talk show host, ladies and gentlemen. What you don't realize is that Rush is a very, very talented lover. I am skilled, and I am not afraid to experiment. If I can talk briefly about Darren and my sexual relationship.
Please do.
She was an anchor for CNN. I was a high-powered talk show affiliates all over the country, I must say. Became a wild animal in Darren's presence. Once she would be off the set of CNN, she would come to my home, and we would rendezvous out by the pool, and clothes would hit the floor.
Yeah.
We would naked swim in the afternoon hours. We would retreat to the bedroom, where I would nibble at her like she was a fine cookie. Marta was always the old regular. But Darren was my spice.
So Darren was like...
She was my spice of life.
Was Darren like your Oreo? And
one of the things she had, marvelous, silky, wispy chest hair that I played with.
Oh, nice.
Very faint, downy. More like fuzz, but just tiny little hair.
Kind of like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Incredible turn on.
Like Jane Seymour's beard that we saw that one time.
Feeling faint, lightheaded. Pain coming back into lower vertebrae.
Oh, I got somebody.
Is there a chance I could please have one of the baby blues?
Probably help.
Baby blues now. Urgency. Urgency. Losing control. Losing control. Perspiring temples.
Have you noticed that Joe's worked his way into this bit like something, if you're counting, like 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, is that Joe Arger? Joe.
Hi, Rush.
It's Rush. Yeah, can you bring me to one of the pink and three of the blues?
Well, I don't know, Rush.
Please, Joe, don't toy with me now. I demand my
thought
farms.
Of your fat ass mounting that vixen makes me sick.
Come on, bring them to me. I don't have to get on my knees and beg, please.
Oh, I don't want you on
please.
Your knees.
Darren. Rob has always speculated that Darren is a manly man.
Well, you have a lot of money ready for me, Rush.
Bring the farms. Damn you, don't toy with me, boy. Please, bring them to me.
He's on his way.
Need them now. Clammy, constipation, back in my life. So many things have gone wrong. So many things have been difficult for me, Rush. I've had such difficult times since Darren left. I a litany, if you will, of medical problems that just will not seem to quit. I'm doing the best, struggling by, getting by, doing the show each and every day. However, the physical problems are the manifestations of my broken
look
heart.
Who's here.
Thanks so much. Ah, the pills.
Who's your buddy?
Please, don't play. Don't play.
Oh, now look at, you mean to tell me that your reflexes are so slow that if Joe wants to hold the bottle of pills in front of you that you can't
help
reach
myself.
Out?
Self, forgetful, clammy, dripping, wheezing,
achy joints,
total diarrhea. Pain. Stop playing with me. Give me the pills. Right now. Give them to me now, please. Thank you. I don't want to do this with you anymore. Here we go.
Now, Rush.
Careful.
Now, Rush.
Too many.
Hold on. Now, Okay. How many of those?
18 in mouth now. Yeah. Swallowing?
Swallow.
Take them away. Oh, that's good. Now, warm, burning sensation.
Now, how long does it take those babies to work? You just took 18 Oxycontins to get over your breakup with your CNN.
What is current time? What is current time we're dealing with right now?
It's 5:48 on the East Coast.
5:48 Eastern time. I have taken 18 pills that should be affecting me around midnight. And that's how long it takes.
Hold on. Yes. No. These pills, aren't they the super deluxe, like, heroin of
May I ask
pills?
What your point is? That's the only thing I want to do.
It seems
I haven't
to me
tried.
That if unless you've built up an incredible level of tolerance.
I am chasing the unicorn. Don't you understand me? I'm chasing the unicorn. I'm chasing the fantasy. Each and every day, my addiction to prescription narcotics has totally engulfed my being. And now, with the physical manifestations of constant perspiring, dizziness, lightheadedness, shortness of breath, losing hair in clumps, bowels not functioning normally, forgetfulness, early senility, I have the metabolism of an aging hippo. Do you not understand? It courses through my veins, now my body has metabolized so much of this narcotic, Don, that I am unable to really feel the relief until hours after it's been in my system. And you know what the good news is?
Okay.
By that time, it's time for me to start all over again. I think 60...
Is that your... You know, I bet that...
Hello?
I bet that's Donna... What's her name?
Darren.
Darren?
Yes.
What's her name?
Kagan.
Darren Kagan.
Talking about you. You've wounded me.
CNN.
I must speak with Darren. She's on the line. Excuse me. This will be a privy conversation.
Okay.
I would not appreciate any eavesdropping. Please.
All right. We will continue as Rush talks to his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, his ex-fiancée on his cell phone.
One time you said you enjoyed it. I understand that. I liked it. I put it on, and you spanked me. It is a normal fetish. I'm a fetishist. You understand that wearing a... No, Darren. The diaper was my idea, but I didn't... If you were offended by that, then I am sorry, but if you're going to play the role properly, I have to make him a diaper.
Oh.
And you changed me. If you didn't want it, why didn't you say and make it clear we could have gone through this much easier? Darren, I miss you. I miss the Appon Stray.
Oh,
my he's playing.
No wonder he has problems.
Games Jay Meche.
Change me.
Please. Wee wee a. Baby say hi, want Darren. Rushy rushy wants Darren. Rushy rushy poo poo. Good.
What happened?
She
hang up on you?
She's hung up.
She hung up on you.
She's hung up on me.
Now, did she
hear My you? Life is at an end. No. I cannot go on. I can't speak to the thousands of people that listen to me every day.
Did she hear you on this show? Is that
she
what happened?
She doesn't say that. I don't know. I'm totally distraught. Can't feel toes. Blue toes. Early onset diabetes. Feeling terrible. Lightheaded. Nausea. Nausea. Close to vomit. Close to vomit.
What about like Katie Couric? Think of another single...
Her. I miss her badly.
Think of another single
She had forearms like Papa.
What?
People don't realize the strength of Darren that she gave me. My flesh is weak flesh. I admit that. I am a weak man. I am weak. I have no muscle tone. I'm white. I'm pasty. I'm chalky. But the way it ended was a sexual fetish that I've enjoyed behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, for a number of years. I can admit it now on your show. You have a different audience. It won't affect my career, but I need to purge. Someone said a long time ago, go see Don. He's an amateur psychiatrist.
Yep.
He can help you, and so I will tell you all that I am dealing with now. Do you know what the problem is?
Is it the DPC?
The Diaper Pail Club. You may laugh,
DPC.
You may mock.
Thank you.
But this is a fetishist society. Of the most stand-up, upstanding citizens, what we like to do is we like to put on diapers, crawl, use bottles, breastfeed if we can, and go in the diaper.
Did you do that with Donna?
Or
whatever her name is?
Darren.
Not a drinker.
Darren?
Darren would have none of it. And I said, we don't need to go to the society meetings. We don't need to meet with the other fetishists. We can do it in the privacy of my home. Finally, she says, fine. She said, put it on. She mistakenly believed that I was going to put on the diaper and crawl and do nothing else.
Oh, but hold on. That's my cell. Give me just a moment. I'm sorry. Rush, go ahead. That's my cell.
I am very, very distraught.
Hello? Yes, but we're on the air. Yes, he is. Sure. Okay. Don't you have his number? All right, buddy. Hold on. It's Shepard Smith from Fox. Says he wants to talk to you. He says, as long as you're talking about this club. Well, here, you take the phone.
Why is he calling?
Because he's got my cell phone number.
Shep, Limbaugh, how are you? Yes, we're all very distraught. I understand. Yes. You what? No. Why? No.
Oh, what's going on?
Land sakes, man. No, I'm not interested. I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye.
What did he want?
He wanted me.
No.
He wanted to make a play for me. He said, I understand that you've broken up with your CNN anchor. Would you like to do a male Fox anchor? Is he gay?
We don't know for sure.
I simply want Darren to come back to me, and I want her to come out with me and go diaper clubbing. Go to different homes and different locations where people that have the fetish of dressing like a baby and being changed. May I talk about my fetish? My fetish is the best of all. You retreat into your baby state. You have a rattle, a bottle, a bonnet. You're topless, and you're wearing a diaper. And I, as some have said, actually resemble a baby.
Yes.
I'm doughy. I have round features. And I look like a small child, so I was very, very popular, not just because of my radio show, but because of the fact that I looked like a baby.
Those pills have not kicked in yet, those 18 Oxycontins you took?
No. Someone said once, Rush, you're our favorite member of the Diaper Pail Club because you're pinkness. I have pink skin, perfectly beautiful pink skin that is aided by the narcotics that I take. But now Darren's left me. I have no desire to go out. All I want to do is eat the baby blues. I want to enjoy the cabbage each and every day, and I want to retreat. E-I-D.
What's that?
Excellence in diapering. I urge everyone with this fetish to come forward so we can be accepted in society.
Do you think,
and it's not like something like clown porn.
Last question. Yeah, because that's disgusting.
Yes, it is. I'm
last
against
question.
That. I'm
good.
Totally against that.
For you.
Do you think that this...
diapering an
Dana,
adult is a beautiful thing.
What's her name? Dana Kerrigan?
Darren Kagan.
Darren Kagan. Do you think she would take you back if you gave up this diaper pail stuff?
I am sure that if I had not gone deeply into the fetishist society of men wearing diapers and being changed, Darren would run back to me with open arms. At this time, the fetish is more important to me and my drugs than being with Darren. I need to be changed every day. It satisfies me, and it allows me to perform at an excellent level. Excellence in broadcasting, excellence in diapering. Over the past 18 months, I've broken over 19 tricycles.
Have you?
Very frustrating.
Look,
for me.
Buzz found her picture on the internet.
There she is.
Hi, my sweet.
She is a piece of ass.
Hi, my sweet. There you are.
Very good girl.
Mm-hmm. She's very lovely.
So what, do you call her like Mama?
I call her Mommy. Would you like me to walk you through it?
Yeah.
She never enjoyed it, but I know that your listeners may. She'd walk into the room, and I'd say, Mommy! 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 Oh! Rushy made a boo-boo! Rushy made a boo-boo, changed. Then I would suspend my legs in the air, and she would be repelled. It's perfectly natural. That's what I don't understand. It's a function we all do. Why was she so afraid of it?
I find it hard to believe she broke up with you.
She said, we don't have enough paper towels.
Hey, Rush, we'll take the first two calls.
Rushy poo-poo.
We'll take the first two calls right now to play Low Budget Jeopardy with the heartbroken Rush Limbaugh at 877-365-3636.
I would like to make this announcement on eBay. I will be selling my custom-made $4,200 Snap-on stroller that accommodates a grown man up to the weight of 284 pounds. It's yours for $4,200. to help me supplement. I paid a handsome sum, but I need more baby
blues. Two callers for Low Budget Jeopardy, so dial recklessly right now.
Please change me! Now! Okay. Rushy need to go!
And
wow! Oh. Wow! Look, messy poo-poo.
Wow.
Messy poo-poo diaper.
I'm not helping you out on that.
Just call me Pinky. Pinky Limbaugh.
Okay, Pinky.
Give me more drugs. Please. Mama. Mega Dittos.
I had 18 already.
At 18. Seems to me that you
this is John.
John, it's Rush Limbaugh. How are you?
Just fine, Rush.
I don't need to speak to Joe. Tell him to go to drawer 3. Next to him on the left-hand side, he will find the strongest Demerol in suppository form.
Drawer 3 on the left.
Yes, I need 8 of them.
I will send him along.
You can roll them in your hand and make them one large one.
No.
8 together in suppository form. Shouldn't be any trouble.
Okay. I'll send Joe.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
That's nice. Take the A. You know, that's like when you got the vitamin C tablets,
right.
Or vitamin E rather.
Sure.
That's been in your closet
and it gets
too long, and they get all right. Smooshed together. Oh, here's your pusher man again.
Did you get them?
God damn the pusher man.
Thanks so much, Joe. You're a good friend of mine. Thank you. Yeah. These are the pills. I needed the 8 rolled together in suppository form, and I want my pacifier made of Benadryl.
We will be right back.
Pronto.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
We're here with Big Fat Rush Limbaugh.
I'd like to thank you for playing that selection from who I believe is the greatest president in our history. May I say, I wait with bated breath for the next major invasion, which we will be victorious, whatever country we march into.
I think the next major invasion will happen at the next adult diaper club.
Hippie musical trash. I don't care for that crap. Keep that away from me. But I'm ready to play your game, and I'm feeling a little better now.
Good.
After the suppositories. Feeling much better.
Did Joe mush them up into a ball for you?
Yes, and then I took care of the rest. As only I can. I could show you, but I'm not sure you'd want to see.
Let's play the game. You know, I have to say, John came in with a bunch of pictures that people have already been photoshopping and emailing to us at donamikewebsite.com.
Right.
Some really, really disgusting photoshops of Rush Limbaugh and what's your ex-girlfriend's name again?
Darren Kagan.
That's it.
If you don't mind, due to my current situation, I will be doing this game sidestep.
Wow.
Just sitting gently off to the side of the chair, not putting too much undue pressure where it counts. But I'm ready to play.
All right, let's meet our contestants here, Rush.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rush Limbaugh. Now it's time for Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a student from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Let's say hi to you, Omar Meyer.
Okay, right away. Let's stop this guy at the airport. Hi, Omar.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm with you.
Omar.
I don't understand why we're doing this, and it's a time of war. But you run your game, I'll run mine. Now entering the studio is our second contestant, a house weatherizer from Modesto, California. Let's say hi to Michael Esquivel.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'd just like to commend you on your wonderful ethnic mix on Low Budget Jeopardy. I sure hope everyone has a good time. Now, Michael, can you understand me?
I understand you completely.
And Omar, do you speak English also?
I do speak a little bit of English.
Wonderful. Now entering the studio's host, Low Budget Jeopardy, Omar and Michael, please do not screw with LQ. And please welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
You know, the eye in the sky is in this building. There are something like 28 different security cameras.
Right.
And you know that after you leave, we will go through the security cameras.
Yes.
And we will find the tape of you.
I know.
With the wadded up...
8 suppository form painkillers, immediate relief, into the bloodstream.
I would think.
As fast as anything. I urge all my prescription drug-addicted fans to realize that's the best way to do it. pill form, much going through the tedious and quite painful digestive process, not necessary when you can simply put them where they'll immediately go to work, absorbed by the intestinal lining.
Michael and Omar, have you ever tried a warm wine enema?
Have I tried? I wrote the book on it. Have you ever done that?
No, but I guess.
Squeezed a little warm Merlot where it counts.
You ever heard of a guy named Michael Hughes?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
He works here now?
Yes. He's the general manager here.
Well, my lands. Michael and I go back a long way. Over 25 years or so. He's a fetishist also. Sweet Sue. Suppository.
Here are your categories, guys. And we have three categories for you this week. The categories
big three.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Ah. I was out of town and I was under the influence of narcotics.
You sing that 70s mellow rock.
Ah, why? Why must you put rock? Why? Why can't we listen to good music like Dolly Parton?
And the unbelievable Free FM lineup.
Free FM.
Again, those are your categories. This week are the Don and Mike Show.
Truth, Freedom, the American Way, and Sue.
You sing that suppository.
Suppository.
You sing that 70s rock. Wonderful. And the unbeatable Free FM lineup. Omar, we will start with you, Mr. Sharif.
I would like the unbeatable 70,
Free FM lineup.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good boy.
Let's go.
Almost speaking English.
Full speed ahead. Charge!
The unbeatable Free FM lineup. Talkative magician who precedes our show every day.
Who is Penn Jillette?
$1, you're off and flying, Omar. It may be a sluggish start, but you've started nonetheless. Select again, please. Take your time, Omar.
Same for two. The unbeatable Free FM lineup for two?
Yes, thank you.
Retarded peddling huckster.
Could you repeat it, please?
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
Retarded peddling huckster.
We need a question, Michael.
Bethann Grind.
No. Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, and this game is going to move lightning fast. I can tell you right now, Omar, you're in control.
Can I have that same category for $3?
Nighttime retarded peddling huckster. He follows our show.
Who is J7?
Oh, no.
$3 for you, Omar.
Catching on.
That one he gets.
Yes, sorry. Select again, please. Another category.
The 70s rock one.
All right, now you sing. You sing that 70s mellow rock. So I will give you a song and an artist. And don't forget, you have to start in the form of a question, okay?
Okay.
For one, here we go. Mandy by Barry Manilow. Now listen.
Wow. All right, Michael, your chance to steal.
What was the question?
Wow, we have found Joe Artinger's intellectual equals during the game today.
For two. Again, let me explain
Omar's
this to you.
Omar's in control.
Omar.
Yes.
I'll tell you the name of the song and the person that sang it. Then you say, what is, and you sing it the best you can.
Okay.
The Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow.
Who? I don't know that.
Michael, your chance to steal.
Let your love flow down the toilet.
No, I'm sorry, that is not the proper melody.
Let's try one more in this category.
Omar's in control, this is for three.
Now, Omar, this is a pretty easy one. Pretty crappy song, but most people know it.
All right.
By Bread. The song is called If.
Yeah. If I had some bread.
Michael, your chance to steal.
If I...
Not in the form of a question. I am sorry.
No question. It would have been, what is... If a picture paints a thousand words, then change me right
now.
Why can't I paint you?
Yes, I made my own lyrics up. Omar, the last category. Select, please.
$1. The one for $1.
Do you know what the category might be?
No.
It's this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it's that one. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay.
He's excited.
All right, for $1. Oh, now I'm not talking about myself in third person, but this was written with my name.
Mm-hmm.
Don Geronimo's big announcement.
had sex.
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
Question.
Question one more time, please.
Oh, no.
You had it, but it was not in the form of a question.
Ah.
I got laid. Boy, I got laid.
And okay. Omar, you are in control.
That's in category for 2 hours.
For two. He's Mr. 40's clever sibling.
Who is Gravy?
Who is Gravy?
What?
No, that's not true.
Michael, your chance to steal.
I don't know if you guys are planning to either take over one of our aircraft and fly it into a building, or if you're in the back of a cab.
Jolly rush. Jolly.
But I'm hearing nothing but, like, scanner traffic in the background there.
Omar.
No, the guy's name would be Grady Smoke.
Grady Smoke. Omar, the last question on the board. You're in control.
All right.
Whose radio is going off?
I'm not gripping.
Who's got the two-way radio?
I mean, really, what is the...
Omar, is that you?
No, I don't have a two-way radio.
Michael, is that you, the house weatherizer?
That's right.
Well, it's slightly annoying to hear your house weatherizing two-way radio while we're trying to play this infantile game with
Michael
you.
Esquivel, that's a very brief time left of the game, but we are going to have to ask you to turn that off. Can you turn that off immediately, please?
All right, gotcha.
Okay. That, like,
good.
It'll help. Okay. This week on the Don and Mike Show for three, the last question on the big board. The habit, the lifestyle, if you will, of Jonathan. What was that?
The radio. The two-way radio.
What was the beep, 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 beep? Hey, Michael?
Yep.
You know what, dude? You're gonna get a parting gift. You know, take the radio and shove it. Okay? Bye, ass. Hi there, Omar.
Hello.
Omar, never mind the last question.
Don't worry about it.
I tell you what, Omar, we can do a little gambling here. I have so little faith in you.
Uh-huh.
I will ask you the final question, and if you get it right, we'll continue. But if you get it wrong, we're just going to end the whole goddamn thing right now. So what would you rather do? Take the money that you've earned and try to win that final Love Edge of Jeopardy, or do you want to give this third question a shot?
I'm going to give this third question a shot.
Sure.
Wow, he has incredible confidence.
Okay. The habit of Jonathan Sharkey, a guy that we had on the show who's running for the governorship of Minnesota.
Oh. I don't know.
Yep, it's been great playing Low Budget Jeopardy this week.
Thank you.
He, of course, is a vampire.
A vampire, a Satanist.
He's a vampire. He's a vampire. Now, you know, I don't want to get mad at these guys.
No.
I really don't want to.
I know.
These are not tough questions.
Can't get mad. Can't feel that emotion. Impossible with narcotics coursing through body.
I'd say the toughest one would probably be the loser lineup on this radio station. But Jesus, even with the singing, I mean, God damn. Hey, Omar?
I have a question.
Yeah, what?
I'd like to know if I can still give the prize.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks. I'll do that, but they won't receive it, but perhaps some of your listeners will.
No, listen, as far as I'm concerned, Omar, get back on your camel and have a great life. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks to Michael and Omar, two of the most stellar contestants ever in the history of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Well, if in fact they had managed to get even one of these questions halfway correct,
I know.
We would have moved on, and they would have had something, and we would have said, what's your answer, and then tell us right after this from Rush Limbaugh.
And I thank you. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive items from the Rush Limbaugh Baby Demand Club catalog. You can enjoy the lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen, that I've enjoyed for over 25 years. You'll enjoy a fabulous selection of training pants, cloth diapers, and rubber mattress liners. As well as bonnets, booties, and mittens. Everything you need for your DPF party. And while supplies last, everyone gets a Rush Limbaugh bottle adapter and an EIB baby heaven bib. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. Thank you.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Thank you, Rush.
My place, yours.
I think that's the first. I don't know if we've ever played the game before and had two guys who are just so freaking out of it.
I'm curious. I must tell you, I don't visit often, but I am curious. I am shoving both of those, sending them a can of creamed corn. That's how mad I am.
Is that homemade cream corn?
Yes, my homemade cream corn. Oh, slightly discolored.
Oh, let me see who's called. All the lines are ringing now as we go to buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. What do you want?
I want to take the final low-budget Jeopardy question.
Everyone wants to play. You see, where Miguel and Omar failed, there are lined up people to follow.
Yes, who would
Cats,
have liked to have played.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Please call next week.
Right. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Two guys screwed it up for everybody.
Bye-bye. See you later. That's one right. Bad apple does ruin the whole bunch.
Bastards. They were bastards.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Prior to the news, have you any baby food?
I just want to...
Carrots?
Before I go
strained
off
peas.
During the break.
I have a 4-ounce jar of blueberry buckle.
Blueberry buckle! Saints be praised, Rob. Thank you. I sincerely appreciate that. There's nothing quite like blueberry buckle.
To stain the diaper.
And some ham. Slice of ham, blueberry buckle, and then Darren would change me.
This John?
Pity no longer.
Did Joe do that screening?
Yeah.
Okay. I think starting next week, congratulations, you've gotten a promotion, John.
Congratulations, Johnny!
Starting... Hey, I was going to come in and talk to you about that screening after in the break.
Don and Mike's a break.
There's an issue that needs to be addressed to avoid these people in the future.
I think I've just handled it. I think we'll have John do it instead of you.
Well, did someone say, it's you? It's you, my favorite subject.
To, that's fine, but if he continues to use the parameters that we've used in the past, it's just going to turn out the same way.
This is funny. What a funny bit this has turned out to be. How about during the break?
I think we'll just have John do it next week.
Well, it's not going to solve the problem that we just had.
Oh, yes, it will.
I think it will.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Here he is.
Dynamo!
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
What's your lead story on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, how your desk is trying to kill you. The government has already seen your Yahoo, and America loves the gay cowboys.
I love Joe with attitude.
Not me.
I love Joe with attitude.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. I'll send him a rattle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.